Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carried up by some 2-on-1 on entry. J.J. Paterka fires and scores! Early goal here in the second. It's 4-1 Buffalo.
J.J. Paterka on the move to Utah, the Mammoth. And he gets a 5-year deal, $7.7 million per year. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's got 100 holes this morning. Sal Capaccio was in. And we got news to talk about. We got full phone lines. We'll start rolling through your calls. Right before we get to calls, though, we were talking in the break about like the contract and whether that's, like I said earlier, that's a deal I would have been very happy with to see the Sabres sign him to. He signs in Salt Lake City, Utah. He doesn't go to a big market at all. He goes to a team where it's even really hard to argue, like, if the winning part of it is what really matters to you, I'm not saying they are worse off than the Sabres for this, in like a belief of winning from a player. But they didn't make the playoffs last year. They were fine. They had 89 points, the Utah did last year. 89 points. But you didn't go to Florida or Tampa. You know, you didn't go to some perennial winner. You went to a team that was bad when they were in Arizona, and then they moved, and then they were pretty good, but they weren't a playoff team. So you didn't go to a perennial winner. You didn't go to a big market or big, you know, you didn't go to a big city. Was it? How much of it was about the money?
I think a lot of it was. I believe that if the Sabres had offered this contract to J.J. Paterka, he'd be a Buffalo Sabre today. That's what I believe. I don't know that. And to me, that means that Kevin Adams just didn't feel that that was the value for this player.
And if that is true, man, I would have a lot of feelings about that that are not positive.
I mean, or he could feel, no, I could have offered him that, but I don't want a guy who just doesn't want to be here. Mm-hmm. As we listen to him talk the way he talks, and said, look, I could pay him that.
Just for the money?
But I'm not. What did he say? I do think it's a very, very telling quote from the press conference the other day. He said, we could play it. I think, do you have it there? Could you play that, Josh? Could you play the quote? He said something about paying a player and it's not always going to make a player happy or something like that. Do you have that? Let's play this right here. All right. Josh is going to fire it up here. Here we go.
Paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. Saying that, are there hard conversations with times or players at times frustrated?
I think it's important to note here, to me, like, I guess I should say, I think what he's saying is, I could pay J.J. Paterka what he wants and he'll sign it. I don't think that helps our team because he's not going to be happy here and we're dealing with this.
Man,
And I'm not telling you it's the right approach.
No,
I think
right.
It's his approach.
I think he's got the wrong approach if that's the case. You are Buffalo. You are the Buffalo Sabres. Come on, man. Even if that were true, you only have so many avenues to get talented players and to keep talented players. And there would be a lot of players that wouldn't even take your money. You could go offer Mitch Marner $15, $16 million a year, and he probably will say no to you. If a guy wants to come to your team because you're willing to overpay, this is professional sports. That happens every single day, and it works sometimes. Not all the time. Mario Williams came for $100 million. He was really good for the first 3 years. He was awesome. Sure, he loved the deer in Jim Kelly's backyard, but why'd he come? He came for $100 million. And he was good. Like, that happens. They cannot close themselves off to... They can't close themselves off to, well, not only do I only want players that want to be here, I only want players that want to be here because of the culture and the logo. I mean, you will never get a good roster doing it that way. All right, let's roll through some phone calls. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll start the hour off with John in Atlanta. Morning, John.
Hey, I know you guys got a lot of calls, so I'll try to be pretty quick here. This trade is terrible. Kevin Adams should be ashamed. He says that he doesn't listen to the, you know, to the radio, but he's just as bad a liar as he is a GM. A real team just tells JJ Paterka, you know, deal with it. We'll go into the summer. And then, you know, they come to a conclusion and then people forget about it in 12 months. So being in Atlanta and all the news coming out around like Houston and Atlanta getting expansion teams has really started to make me think that, you know, maybe actually the best case scenario long-term for this franchise is kind of like a Cleveland Browns situation where they move the team and just start fresh with a new owner, new everything, because the current iteration of the owner that doesn't want to spend money and the rink manager, roller dog GM is not working. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen. The Sabres are not going to move, and then Buffalo gets another different team.
And it's not the best case scenario for the Buffalo Sabres to move. Sorry.
Right. Well, he's saying not get another team. He's trying to weasel your way into an expansion draft. What you're trying to do. Yeah.
I know you're frustrated, but that's just. No.
Yeah.
We do have somebody who actually thinks this is a good trade for the Sabres who tweeted at me.
Okay.
Thomas writes in at Sal Sports, by the way, getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Thomas says they absolutely are better. They got exactly what they desperately needed on the blue line and traded Jeff Skinner's little brother, a guy that can't win one-on-one battles.
All right. They did that. And who's going to play in their top six now? Sure, they might be tougher to play against. Who's going to play in their top six? Who's going to score? Let's go through it real quick before we get back into phone calls. Tage is a top six player. Yep, every day of the week. Tuck, top six player. Am I just forgetting the raw? Josh Norris. Okay? Injury-prone Josh Norris. Top six player. That's three. Who's the next name I should mention here? Am I missing somebody obvious?
I'm trying to look. I'm going.
Who is a legitimate top six player on this roster? I can't be done at Yuri Kulik.
I mean, right now,
he has to be.
I mean, he's got to play there. Maybe. I mean, do you consider him that? I guess. I mean, you could
on a good team. I think that he's a third liner with the potential to be a second liner. Mm-hmm. But on this team right now, he's penciled in.
Is Benson isn't there, right?
That's the thing. You are addressing
Ryan McLeod.
I mean, Ryan McLeod, you want him to be a third line center.
Right.
That's the thing. You are addressing a need here. You're getting another defenseman who looks to be pretty good, and you're adding another forward that is good defensively that makes you tougher to play against. You're sacrificing an important piece off your first or second line that you do not have a replacement for right now. And that's where you've said, like, they got to get it now. They got to go get it via a Byram trade, or maybe they have to do it in free agency. But they cannot walk into the season without even trying to fill the hole that they just made. Because I think they just made a big hole.
It is possible to come out on the on a really good end after this trade, like on the better end. You come out on the other side better.
But it requires
another move to replace losing JJ, because I think you did, as you say, fill other areas where you needed. That said, they're going to trade Bo Byram too, though, most likely.
They are, and I really do wonder what they're going to get for him. I don't know how much confidence to really have that. I don't know how much confidence to have that they're going to get a Paterka level player back for Byram. I mean, maybe they could, but Paterka was a weird one. Five on five offense. It was elite level production. The shots he generated, the shot attempts he generated, the puck possession, like, he was an elite 5-on-5 scorer. He was bad on the power play. And that was important because their power play has stunk and he's bad defensively. So I'm not telling you he was a perfect player. But 5-on-5 offense is a really important part of your team, huge part of your team. And I think they have a lot of work to do to to fill that with whatever this Byram trade ends up being or what they do in free agency. Back to the phones. We'll go to Justin in Rochester. Morning, Justin.
Hey, guys. I feel like I'm living in the Big Lebowski, like, shaking Terry Pegula. Where's the money, Pegula? Like, what happened to the Jeff Skinner money? I thought that was supposed to go to signing players that we've drafted and developed. And now who are we spending that money on? The conversation with Paterka should have stopped and should have started and stopped at, hey, give us 1 year, give us 40 goals, give us 40 assists, maximize your value, and we'll trade you. And instead, you get pieces. This makes no sense. Terry Pegula is a Mickey Mouse owner who hires joke of GM, who hires joke of staffing around him. This is ridiculous. This is an awful trade. It's a Mickey Mouse franchise. I just can't stand this guy.
Well, thanks, Austin, or Justin. On the Sabres cap situation, so right now they have $20.8 million in cap space after making those deals, this deal overnight. They are, 14th in the league with the most available space. They actually are kind of in the middle. But
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some of those teams have more guys to sign than the Sabres do. With Paterka off the team, that's one guy you don't have to sign anymore. Bo Byram is the other guy you would have to sign, and they're probably going to trade him. So that's not going to be any money. Who they get for him will be interesting for this. If they bring back in the Byram trade a guy who makes $7, $8 million a year, you know, then that's a big chunk. But that would be money that would have been earmarked for Paterka or Byram in the first place. And then you have McLeod. So it's a good question. I don't even know if it's really a wonder, but I do question what their available cap space will end up being going into the season. Because going into this offseason, if it was just, hey, Byram's going to sign, and Paterka's going to sign, and McLeod's going to sign, and then Quinn and Levi will get their smaller deals. If they just sat there and signed everybody at the end of the year and didn't do anything else, they'd be a team spending to the cap.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't even argue that was a good thing, because that would be the same team. You'd be running it back. But you would be spending to the cap. And right now, what are they going to end up with? $10 million of extra unused cap room? Which, by the way, add in a $4 million buyout of Jeff Skinner. So you're spending $14 million less than a lot of teams. Or are they going to use it? Because I can look at the list right now and say, well, the Sabres do have, hey, they have less space than Carolina. Carolina is spending more.
Yeah.
Or is not spending more. But guess what you hear about Carolina on a daily basis? It's they are getting ready to go all in for Mitch Marner. They might have more space than the Sabres right now, but they are desperate to use it. And you don't get that vibe from the Sabres.
By the way, Skinner's buyout this year on the Sabres cap is about $4.5 million.
Yeah.
It goes to $6.5 million next year, and then finally drops down to $2.5 million for the remaining 3 years.
Okay.
So,
no, they didn't use the space that they made available for them last year by buying them out. They saved like $7 million last year, and they had about $8 million of unused cap. This year they'll have, you know, what was the salary? $9 million. So the $4.5 million saved this year by not having him on their books. And what are they going to do? They're going to have more than $4.5 million, I bet. I bet you right now. So I don't know if they're doing anything with it. Brian in Williamsville. Morning, Brian.
Yeah, I'm a little bit shocked, surprised, and stunned with this. I mean, you're getting two players. I looked up some of their stats. They're not really good. I know one father played in the league. I'm not sure how good a son is. The other guy I have no idea about. Defenseman, like you said, he shoots pretty well, but we're losing a 30 to 40 goal scorer a year. I wouldn't be stunned if Alex wanted out of Buffalo. That would be my concern. Not only do I have a jersey of Tuck, but I am the only one in Buffalo with a C on it. I would not, when that was when Oposo got traded. So I would not be shocked if Alex Tuch wanted out of here.
I think listening to the GM, I don't think that's the case. I think that there were things that Kevin Adams did not tell us, okay, the other day. The one thing he told us, and he kind of put himself in a corner now, is we want Alex Tuch and he wants to be here, right? Like, that was basically it. So I don't think that's going to happen, Brian, to be quite honest with you. I'm reading people who know more about some of these guys than I do. And I think Kesselring is the key to this trade, to be honest with you.
Oh, like, totally.
Like, it's not Doan. So when he says, hey, his dad played in the league, yeah, he's a young player.
Yeah.
We'll see. He was a second round pick, actually. High second round pick. Kesselring was a sixth round pick, actually. He's the key to this trade for the Sabres. And there are people who really like him and what he brings. And he is a missing piece for the Sabres lineup. I get that. I can get a little bit more of, okay, you did help yourself. Joe has brought up, though, and I agree. Someone tweeted at me and said, how do you know they're not better? I'm looking at exactly what Joe said. I don't think they're a better team today because you just created a big void and a very big spot in your lineup, which is top six.
Yep. Kesselring, if you want to feel a little better about him being here, like if you do take the Paterka end of it out, which I think you kind of have to do to feel better about this, but Kesselring, like there are good numbers. There are some good numbers about this player. And his ability on the ice, he's still a young player too. I mean, when he's been on the ice at 5-on-5 the last two seasons for Utah, well, one of those seasons, I guess, is in Arizona. So Arizona and Utah, the last 2 years when he's on the ice at even strength, his team leads 99-75. 99-75 is the score. And shot attempt number is in his favor, 54%. His team outshoots the opponent 653 to 561. That's pretty good. The expected goals is 54% last season. That's pretty good. Like, there were some good numbers last year. You go to, you know, some of those other advanced sites. Evolving Hockey is one that I like to look at. And he's like in the 70th percentile defensively. Like, there are some good numbers here. And above that, there's some physicality. You know, he had not a lot of hits, though, which is always the weird thing to me. Like, I've read, you know, physical, can be physical, I guess, is what I've read. So, I don't know if that satisfies people's appetite to see them be tough. I mean, he had 87 hits last year.
Not
a ton.
As the morning's gone on, I've seen some people a little bit more warm than I think, initial reaction in a lot of our calls. Pasta Joe tweets in, thanks Pasta Joe. I like the trade. Paterka was not good without the puck, which is the most of his game.
Yeah.
He would have hated the contract the Sabres got him and said, if the Sabres had gave him that contract, said, when I saw Kesselring play, he was always noticeable and fills a big void at right shot D. And I mean, I like that. Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic actually said, this is a player, Kesselring, that they talked a lot about, and he talked a lot about, I think, with his podcast with Chris Baker. And they really like Kesselring, like that part of the deal. So, you know, and I'm guessing Paul, I don't know. We haven't talked to Paul yet. Paul has been saying for a while, like, they got to get better in that area, not as much the Paterka area. So we'll see. There are more people warming up to it, though, as I read.
Here's some more numbers on Kesselring from NHL Edge, which is the new, like, player tracking site. Speed bursts over 20 miles per hour. He hit 20 miles per hour 115 times last season. The average in the NHL is 29. He did it 115 times. So he's in the 96th percentile. He is fast. And that's one thing, just watching this morning, like a 5-minute, you know, shift by shift, you know, view of this player. The thing that I noticed immediately is, oh, he skates really well. Like, he's a very fast skater. His top shot speed last year was 103.7 miles per hour, 99th percentile. Honestly, Tage might be the only one that had a harder shot last season. So we talked about the shot. Shots on goal, he was in the 91st percentile. Again, the skating part of it is really the thing. Looking through all these like skating player tracking stats, like he's fast. So big and
that
fast.
That is an area
shot.
The Sabres have wanted to concentrate on the last couple of years. Right. Ryan McLeod was a big reason for that.
Yeah, like he's a player I do, like, just the more research I do on him, the more I am liking him. Mm-hmm. But I don't see myself getting to a place where I feel like he was worth JJ Paterka. 803-0550, the phone number. Andrew in Pittsburgh before we hit the break. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I know they got positions they need, but the value is just not there. It's amazing how confident Adams can be, and I'm kind of surprised, you know, the league, when they've had bad owners before, have stepped in. You know, when does the league step in and do something about Pegula's incompetence? You know, they helped out Ottawa with bad ownership, fought for Arizona for decades, but they just let Buffalo's owner continually make a mess. Thanks, guys.
I mean, we're talking about totally different scenarios and situations. They step in when there's like issues with ownership and arenas and cities, and not because you don't like hockey trades.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't happen. You don't get leagues stepping in because the team can't compete. You might want it, but the Pittsburgh Pirates have been bad for 40 years. Or something? Has Major League Baseball ever stepped in and done anything about it? When do they step in? They step in when there are financial problems.
Right, that's what I mean.
Or like there are arena
Ottawa
problems.
Or whatever the situation, Arizona.
The owner gets arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, that's when it happens. I don't think you will ever get that. No. The league might root for it to turn around. I'm sure they do.
Oh, I think they would love. Hard. I think they would love this market to be hot.
Right. The only thing... And there's been nothing about this here. And this is the key difference. Last year, Gary Bettman went to Winnipeg because they were having attendance problems. Big attendance problems. I think there's a lot of financial problems in Winnipeg. And it was a little threatening. The statements that were coming out and him just being there in the first place. Like, this can't continue kind of mentality from the league about Winnipeg. Like, you guys can't not show up. But the key difference there was the team was good and the fans weren't showing up. Again, might not be their fault. I mean, there have been financial stuff there, I guess. But fans weren't showing up. And here, like, so that would be Bettman's going there to kind of get a greater picture of why this is happening. Why are fans not going to those games? Why were ticket sales down despite the fact the team was number one in the NHL? Because that would be more of... Listen, if you guys are going to be really good and this market can't support this team, that's when we step in. Here, there's no mystery. He would know. The only reason they're not showing up is because the team's not good. The moment the team gets good, Batman's not dumb, he knows. The moment the team is good, everyone will come back. It's got to happen. But if you're on hold, stay there. We'll keep rolling through some phone calls. Paterka to Utah. There was a couple football things I wanted to get to a little bit later on with Sal, but we'll keep rolling through phone calls as long as they're coming. So, but there was some collusion NFL stuff this week that came out. Pablo Torre was reporting on it. I want to get to that a little bit later, but more on Paterka for Michael Kesselring and Josh Doan when we come back here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.